It doesn't end, right?
But we're doing it because as I said previously, I think it really is a terrific window into a lot of different issues of Talmud Torah, the different motifs and themes, and there's nothing more important than that, obviously. So this becomes it becomes really an excellent vehicle for really studying some of the issues and relationships within Talmud Torah by examining the question of Birchas HaTorah. So the last couple of weeks we were talking about mostly Shitas Rambam, and again the relationship between Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah. There's also an interesting relationship between Tzpila and Talmud Torah connected to this. As we noted, we'll talk more about it, but in discussing the question of Nashim, which we'll talk more about, but and why, you know, the Psak of the Sefer HaAgur and others, which is Nipsak in Shulchan Aruch, which is that women are also obligated to say Birkas HaTorah. So, and of course the question which arises, which we'll talk more about, is that, you know, since Nashim are Pturos Mitalmud Torah, so why would that be? Why would there be an obligation? So in the this is pretty much the last thing that is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch and in Beis Yosef and so on. Nashim Mevarchos Birchos HaTorah. So the question, of course, is why. So some of the explanations of the why are connected to Tefillah. Again, if you look at the Magen Avraham, he's just really quoting earlier Makoros here. One is Dachaivos Lilmo Dinim Shalahem, which we'll talk about. O Dachayevis Lomar Parshas HaKarbonos Kimosha Chayevis B'Tefillah Imkein Koya Bracha Al Zeh. So it's fascinating that not only is there a special connection to Kriya Shema, but the Tefillah as well. Like I mentioned, the Prima Gadim yesterday regarding Eved Kanani, where he talks about the problem of whether or not Eved Kanani is Keisha with regard to this issue. Oh, I actually have the I have it here. It says Va'avadim Nami. This is Sif Katan Yudalin. Va'avadim Nami Yomru Birchas HaTorah Demechayvim B'Tefillah. I'll get that in a second. Parshas Atamid, Efshar Ksiv Bnei Yisrael V'lo Avadim, Imkein Ein Mevarchin Birchas HaTorah, Ve'einan Bnei Limud Klal. So this is the one that I was referring to yesterday. That's the comment of the Prima Gadim on the Eshel Abram, on the Adam Magen Abram. So it's interesting, this this connection. Obviously, the connection to Kriya Shema is more obvious, certainly, based on the Gemara and Yud Aleph Amud Beis, about either the substitute or the main, according to what I am suggesting for the Rambam, Birchas HaTorah coming through Ava Rabba. Moreover, as I tried to explain, the Gemara all over the place when it talks about minimum Chiyuv Talmud Torah speaks about Iboy Patanacha V'Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, which may just be a coincidence because you have to say that every day. It's certainly the way many people take it. I'm a bit of a, you know, a conspiracy, you know, theorist, so I think that, you know, nothing is just, you know, a coincidence. And, of course, it works out very beautifully in terms of the themes of, you know, Yichud Hashem and Kabbal Sabach HaShemayim and the role that that plays in Talmud Torah. But the idea that there's also this connection to Tefillah is very intriguing. They say you have it by Isha and by Eved. And the Prima Gadim makes allusion to the fact that this is also an issue when it comes to tachnunim and slichos. What if a person gets up early? That's why this is such a good topic, because it's really a window into many things, into the nature and character and levels of Talmud Torah, but also into assessing, you know, each application to it, and what are those really about. So what happens when a person gets up early, you know, to say tachnunim or slichos, right? And there are per se, does that require Birchas HaTorah? Does Tefillah require Birchas HaTorah, per se? And a question which I'll just get back to in a couple of minutes, And that is, let's say, even psukim, you know, mikra, or other, you know, psukim, or other, you know, texts that are connected to Talmud Torah, but that are said, you know, b'toras, slichos, and tachnunim. Right? Is that treated as Talmud Torah for purposes of Birchas HaTorah or not? Again, when the Beis Yosef and others were struggling to try to figure out if indeed Kriya Shema cannot accomplish Shinun al Atar, again, the Yerushalmi says that if you use Birchas Kriya Shema as your Birchas HaTorah, you need Shinun al Atar. So the question is, what do you mean you need Shinun al Atar? Right? You're about to say Kriya Shema, that is Shinun al Atar. Ain Shinun al Atar Gadol Mizeh. Right? So one day in the Beis Yosef is in Achanami. They only meant in case where you're going to delay, you're going to do something in between. But in Achanami, the assumption of Ein Shinun Gadol Mizeh is correct. And indeed, again, the Yerushalmi itself, elsewhere, when it talks about the problem of being mafsik, talks about, you know, Zeh Shinun Vezeh Shinun when it comes to Kriya Shema being Talmud Torah. So that works very well. However, the other day in the Beis Yosef is no. Since it's L'shem Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema also has the connotation of Taknunim, so it's Dafka not. So are Taknunim and Tfilos Dafka something that are that contrast with Cheftashel Torah or Torah for the purposes of Talmud Torah? Or do they actually contribute? That's an interesting theme alongside the Kriya Shema and the Shemos Hashem theme that we were speaking about, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Lalokenu. What about Tefillah? How does Tefillah fit into that? And there's much more evidence about that as well. So that's just something to think about. But so far, this is what we have focused on. I should also just add one other fact. I mentioned last week when we talked about the Shagas Aryeh, that the Shagas Aryeh assumes as a Davar Pasha that even if you say Birkas HaTorah is Doraisa, then not all three brachos are Doraisa. Only one of the three would be Doraisa. And that Bepashtos doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. And that's once you interpret Birkas HaTorah as Doraisa, then, you know, why would you necessarily come to that conclusion? He does because the Gemara says that Asher Bachar Banu is the Me'ula Shebekulam. And either way, you know, why would there be three brachos that would all be Doraisa? And he dismisses the parallel to Kriya Shema. And I was saying, especially in light of the, you know, perspective on the Rambam that I'm trying to develop, that on the contrary, Birchas Kriya Shema is a great example, and where multiple brachos are Doraisa, and we still have to pin them down a little better, but that the different brachos here, both for what they accomplish and what they imply, are part of the Doraisa story. So just to add to that, the Prichadash and the Primagadim and others say explicitly that in their view, all three brachos would be Doraisa against the Shagas Aryeh. Okay. Anyways, what I wanted to today, we don't have so much time because we started a little bit later, is to talk a little bit more about an issue that we have alluded to, but not yet discussed in a more frontal way. And that is the nature of this bracha itself. Because what I've been trying to say so far is that for the Ramban, certainly this is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs. And that even for the Rambam, I would say the Achronim mostly assume that for the Rambam, Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. They also, most of them, assume it's Drabbanan, but not all, as I mentioned. The Shagas Aryeh thinks that even for the Rambam, it's Doraisa, but others think it's Drabbanan. They think it's Birchas HaMitzvah. They think they off most of the Achronim, and they again didn't do a spreadsheet, I guess, or whatever the proper term is. But, you know, in terms of impression, I think the overwhelming view of the Achronim is to contrast the Rambam and the Ramban, both on the Doraisa Drabbanan question, as well as in terms of Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas Shevach Ma'odah. But, obviously, my own presentation, I strongly disagree. I think that while the Rambam certainly didn't count it in Sefer Mitzvos, I'm not sure, but there's a chance that he held it was Doraisa, a good chance, that would... I'm in the company of Shagas Aryeh and a few others. Moreover, I don't think the Ram held it was a Birchas HaMitzvah either, for the reasons that we discussed. I think he felt it was a bracha which is required kol yom. I wouldn't call it Birchas Shevach Ma'odah exactly either, But it's a necessary, just like the other brachos that acknowledge the daily components that are critical for our existence, and therefore need to be recited every single day. That's where he has it, Perek Zayin Hilchos Tefillah, with the others, except that we're even more machmir about these, because it's not happenstance when you encounter it, you have to make the bracha, but you've got to be proactive and initiate, and you also have to reinforce it, right, by mikraos, according to the Rambam. I think that's one of the things that convinced many of the Achronim that it was a Birkas HaMitzvah. But as I said, the fact that the Rambam omits any mention of this in Hilchos Talmud Torah and in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, to me is such a shocking thing, and I've never seen anybody else mention it, but that to me, it tells, it conveys a very different reality. So there's a lot of overlap, even though there's a lot of difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. Having said that, is the idea that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah something that all the Achronim just, came to, it's not correct for the Ramban. I'm suggesting it's not really correct for the Rambam. For whom is it correct? The answer is for many, many Rishonim. So I just didn't want to leave the wrong impression, and more to the point, I want to talk about that a little bit more. There are numerous Rishonim for whom the assumption that Birkas HaMitzvah, that this is a Birkas HaMitzvah, is correct. The Rishonim who, in their treatment of the problem of Hesach Hadas and Hefsek when it comes to Birkas HaTorah, which is, again, a technically important question, just, when do you and when don't you make Birkas HaTorah? But obviously, even more intriguing than that, a conceptually critical question, is there a notion of Hesach Hadas and Hefsek? And if not, what's the Mitzareh and so on? That opens up, again, a huge window into the nature and character of Talmud Torah and other things. I talked about a little bit of that already. But when it comes to that question of Hefsek and Hesach Hadas, so here, two things need to be said. Number one is that even default, the idea of Hefsek and Hesach Hadas applies to a Birkas HaMitzvah. And that's the default view. And to the extent that the Rishonim also formulate it as such, you have a whole group of Rishonim who are taking the view that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. Meaning, some of the Rishonim ask the question, like, how can there be a Hefsek and you get away with out a new Birkas HaTorah? After all, what's the difference between Maishna, that, and Sukkah, or Tefillin, or Tzitzis, right? And Tosas in the Brachas Taf Yud Aleph, and the Rush, and Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a whole literature about that. So it's not just the assumption of a Hefsek, it's also the comparison, right, to Birchas Sukkah, Birchas Tefillin, Birchas Tzitzis, right, that implies this connection. Again, if you think that Birkas HaTorah is a different kind of bracha completely, like the Rambam or the Ramban, then the equation to Tzitzis, Sukkah, Tefillin is just plain incorrect. It's interesting, the Beis Yosef focuses much more, although he quotes the Achron Rishonim, but his own focus, interestingly, is much more to connect it to Birchas Hanenin than it is to Birchas HaMitzvah. Like, he wants to know, why is this any different than, let's say, the Nimlach, right? If you have a food and you make a bracha and then you're Nimlach, right? You decide that, you're not eating it anymore, and then you change your mind. You do want to eat it a little more after having thought, that you were finished with it. So you typically have to make a new bracha. So why doesn't that apply to Birkas HaTorah? So that's not Birkas HaMitzvah. But again, the connection to Birkas HaNenin, where the bracha is a kind of a matir, is close enough, right, to Birkas HaMitzvah. I've mentioned in the past the Rav's diuk in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, where the Rav says kishem, just as you make a bracha, right, on Birkas HaNenin, so too you make a bracha Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a matir of some sort. So it's interesting that the Beis Yosef was bothered a lot by that, but again, I think it belongs more in in the under the rubric of Birchas HaMitzvah than it does Birchas Shevach Lahoda. Having said that, I don't think that one's concern for Hefsek has to be exclusively limited to the view that Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaMitzvah. Again, default, it's a bigger problem for that, but not necessarily exclusively. And ironically, or not ironically, again, if you're a conspiracy theorist, that is also connected to another singular aspect of Birchas HaTorah that we've touched on, even if you hold as Birchas Shevach V'Hoda. And that is that typically Birchas Shevach V'Hoda are a response. Right? You encounter something, and it triggers a requirement to acknowledge, to thank, right? To you're inspired by, you know, the halachic experience or manifestation or the implications of the halachic institution, right, which you've just undergone. And therefore you break out in, or you're supposed to break out in, you know, Divrei Shevach or Birchas Shevach V'Hoda. In the case of Birchas HaTorah for the Ramban, right, it's not in the having experienced it, it's the anticipation of it, right, and it's a prerequisite of it, right, knowing that this is, you know, something that requires Shevach V'Hoda, and being able to articulate the Shevach V'Hoda is part of the directing the experience, really, in defining it. It's not the only one, I would say, but it's one of the rare cases where you have, where you can anticipate, and that anticipation triggers a Birchas Shevach V'Hoda. So is that connected to the fact that, even though typically the problem of Hesach Hadas or Hefsek is a problem to be mitzaref, right, the bracha to the mitzvah, but what will happen, and usually don't have that in Birchas Shevach V'Hoda, I mean, in theory, you could have a, you know, a Hefsek problem the other way, like when do you make the bracha, how far away from the experience. But since you're making the bracha afterwards, it's a whole different dynamic. So when it comes to a bracha lefanecha that is a Birchas Shevach V'Hoda, what are going to be the requirements of Hefsek, of Tziruf, and so on? So that's an interesting question. Moreover, if it is anticipation, you still need a Tziruf at minimum. And moreover, if you take the view of Rav Chaim, as articulated in the Chidush HaGriz, in a piece in Hilchos Brachos, where he talks generally about making a bracha on the minhag, but the very end of the piece, I think I already mentioned, he asks, or he discusses the question of Nashim in Birchas HaTorah, and that's where he, Rav Elbel, quotes Rav Chaim's view that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's a bracha on Chepsa Shel Torah. Encountering Chepsa Shel Torah demands a bracha, which is very close to what the Ramban says, although you might say that there's a little bit of a difference between them. If the point is that the that Chepsa Shel Torah requires the bracha, then again, being mitzarev the bracha to the Chepsa Shel Torah in question, right, becomes a little bit more compelling and urgent. However, having said that, what you're not going to do is assume that the laws of Hesach Hadas and Hefsek are identical to Birchas Hanen and Birchas HaMitzvah, nor are you going to be citing or invoking, right, Tefillin and Mezuzah and Tzitzis or Birchas Hanen as models. Because even if there is some sort of Tziruf requirement, it's not necessarily identical to the one that will apply, even if there needs to be a connection, you know, to a Chepsa Shel Torah in Birchas HaTorah. So, having said that, well, let me say it this way. Birchas HaTorah emerges as a unique bracha, you know, in addition to the fact that maybe the only one of its type that's Daraisa, or if not, one of very few, bracha lefaneha, either Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas Shevach, separate from Birchas HaMazon, which is, you know, Hu'achal Hu'yivarech. But again, the fact that there is anticipation, Kedima, is part of that. Maybe the requirement of tziruf in some respects as well. Birchas HaMitzvah, if it is Birchas HaMitzvah, it emerges as unique for other reasons. Number one, the number of brachos that there are, especially if that is Doraisa, but even if it's Drabanan, because other Birchas HaMitzvah are Drabanan. But also, this expansion of Hetzek and Hesek Hadas. In other words, the questions are asked by the Mefarshim, right, the Rishonim already, and the question is, what do we do with the answers? Right. So there are two ways you could look at the answers. One is, I mean, depending on what the answers are, I mean, the easiest answers, you know, to classify are the answers that say, Inachanami, and you should make a new bracha. That's not the dominant view in the Rishonim, but it is a view of the Shibalei Leket's brother and a few others here and there who said, yeah, you're right. You know, whenever there's a Hesek Hadas, you should make a new Birchas HaTorah. Obviously, that's easy. The question is asked, the assumption is the equation, and the answer is in Hanami, there's an equation. The question is, for the large majority of view of the Rishonim and the Poskim, which is, is it in Hanami Bat? Or is the answer, this isn't the Birchas HaTorah? This isn't the Birchas HaMitzvah. Sorry. So, if you think it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's an easy way to get out of the problem. And if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, but, so, the question is, you know, how effective is the but? And here we can identify, again, two perspectives. To explain why we have such latitude and flexibility, you know, when it comes to the Hefsek or Hesek Hadas question. One is, and normally associated with Rabbeinu Tam, which is a topic in its own right, but a very critical one. Rabbeinu Tam, in Tosas on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, basically argued that the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is a Chiyuv Tmidi, and as such, there's never a Hefsek, because you're always mechuyev. So there's a double assumption there, right? One, an assumption about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the other, of course, is in Hilchos Hefsek, right? The assumption about Talmud Torah is that it's a chiyuv tmidi, not just a kiyum tmidi. That is a huge debate among the Rishonim, but not for now, but a massive debate in a number of sugyas in Shas. Rabbeinu Tam is usually very consistent. The Rush, for example, disagrees. The Rush usually says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a chiyuv twice a day, and otherwise a kiyum, a rishus, but a kiyum. The idea that you have a mitzvah which is a chiyuv tmidi is not an issue in Birchas HaTorah, but it's an issue in Talmud Torah, but obviously very critical. What other mitzvah is a chiyuv tmidi, except for things like v'haftas Hashem Elokecha, you know, and you know, v'yareisa, you know, and v'haftal l'reacha kamo. I mean, there are some things, but they're not things that require on some level a continuous action. They're not really comparable to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Part of the chiddush of Talmud Torah k'neged kulam is enhanced if you take the view that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is a chiyuv tmidi. The other assumption, as I say, is that whenever you have a chiyuv tmidi, that there's always a mitzarev, that helps for hefsek, which is not an assumption that's obvious either, but one which is certainly manageable. Then the question becomes, and this is kind of what the Shibalei Leket is asking, which I quoted like 3 weeks ago, and that is, so why does it ever end? Like if the chiyuv is constant, and that's the mitzarev, then why, you know, what's the yichus, you know, of getting up in the morning? What's the difference between sleeping at night, sleeping during the day and sleeping at night, or getting up in the morning? But I think that the answer is that it's still a chiyuv, you know, tmidi, but a chiyuv of kol yom, or mechadish b'chol yom, tamid, ma'isa b'reishis. And I think it's a challenge. And we'll talk about that as well. Interestingly, the Or Zeruah, when he talks about the problem of, do you make a birchas hamitzvah for a mitzvah tmidis? So one of the things he talks about is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah. Another example of someone who assumes, you know, not just in terms of the hefsek and hefsek hadas issues, but in terms of do you make a bracha birchas hamitzvah on a mitzvah tzmidis, that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah tzmidis, but that too, that birchas haTorah is indeed a birchas hamitzvah. That's the discussion of the Or Zeruah. But what's fascinating then is that even if you hold that we're dealing with a birchas shevach v'hodah, this is a unique one for the reasons that we discussed, and even if you hold it's a birchas hamitzvah, it's a unique one for the amount of brachos and for the expansion of the hagdara of hefsek and hesach hadas that applies to it. The second approach, separate from Rabbeinu Tam, is the approach of the Rosh, who both in his Perush and Brachos and in the Tshuvas develops this idea, and I've alluded to it, that, you know, again, I think our two approaches to explain the Rosh to, I guess the more pragmatic one would be that there is just an expanded Hagdara of Esek Batorah. I think that it's very appealing to go further than that, and that is to suggest that the way that we look at Esek HaTorah itself is something that is singular, right, to the nature of Talmud Torah itself. Meaning, sometimes when the Rosh tries to explain, you know, why it is that there's no Hesek Hadas and there's no Hefsek, he says, well, you know, you're at work, but you're right beneath your consciousness, you know, you're thinking about the sugya, right? And this might be different, right? And again, you have to make sure that that's okay, but you know, you're not cheating your employer. But you're trying to finish, and your goal is to get back to the sugya. Well, they're two different things too, by the way. And what about sleeping? Right? So is there a difference between like Shena Sarai, Shena's Keva? Usually the Rosh is impressed with Shena's Keva, even by Yom, because he says, well, at that point, you know, that seems to be a real hefsek. There are some poskim who say, I don't know, you know, what do you dream about, you know, when you're sleeping? Ellie, what do you dream about when you're sleeping? I don't want to. like, you know, the Magid Meisharim, you know, had dreams. And they say the Gra, you know, rejected, you know.
Said the Gra woke up one morning and he had 762 chidushim on one pasuk.
Who, the Gra?
Yeah.
And that's after rejecting the dream Magid.
What?
They say that the Gra, you know, was offered like a dream Magid, like a Magid Meisharim type experience. And he said, thank you, but no thank you. Which is also an amazing idea. But the point is, that some of the postcards, well, when we sum it up, well, I guess, well, it's a very interesting question. My point is that the Rush himself, the Rush can be understood in, so that's what they're saying, if the Rush is right, like, you know, why not take it a step further? But the Rush itself can be understood in two ways. One is, again, you know, in a more pragmatic way, again, Talmud Torah being very compelling. And therefore, again, either the, you know, the desire to return to it, and you know, some sort of a, you know, tatakara, you know, perspective on it, you know, is also matzare. Again, I still think there are two chidushim here, and one of them is about tziruf and hesach hadas and hefsek and so on. The way I prefer to learn or to understand the Rush, the way that the Rush was taken by others, is to take even, you know, a slight step beyond that. And that is that, you know, if the idea of Esek HaTorah includes the impact that your learning has on the rest of, you know, how you conduct yourself, your posture in you know, at work and with other people, you know, and as you embark on or discharge other obligations, so in a certain sense, then you know, it's not just, you know, the specifics of, you know, what you're thinking of in the background. It's the, you know, this is something that you're always connected to, and I think it's a very beautiful idea. Again, even in the dreaming state, you know, maybe even that, possibly. But the point is that whether you take the Rabbeinu Tam idea or you take the Rush expanded Tziruf idea, there's nafkamina. In other words, it seems, according to Rush, that there can be limits to this, whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, only the day seems to be the limit. And then there are interesting questions about the day, like if you're up all night and you didn't work mafsik, or if you get up, you know, just a little earlier than the astronomical, you know, day begins, what happens there? Maybe we'll talk about that. Obviously, one is the Shavuos night problem. The other is, you know, can be a problem all the time, or a Slichos problem. So what do you do in those, you know, situations? But what I'm trying to bring out is that these are the halachic discussions, and hashkafically, you know, what it's saying about Talmud Torah as an enterprise and as reflected in the Dinim of Birchas HaTorah is quite remarkable. Some of the Mefarshim are of the opinion that this expanded Tziruf idea of one type or another, or if you don't need Tziruf and it's a din of Chavtza Shal Torah or Shabbach and needed during the day, could apply even if you were mapsik between the bracha and the initial limud. That's part of the major debate, how to read the Yerushalmi that I mentioned before, the you know, Shinun al-Atar, and whether that's a difference between, I mentioned this, Birchas Kriya Shema as a method of Birchas HaTorah and the more typical method of Birchas HaTorah. In other words, is the debate and the discussion in the Rishonim only in a situation where you made a bracha, you began, you know, or at least in a situation where unequivocally there was no hefsek, either because it was right after tefillah. That's also, by the way, part of the tefillah connection. Is tefillah a hefsek for Talmud Torah if you need some sort of tziruf, either initially or afterwards? Even if tefillah or tachnunim don't require, right, or don't justify in the case of nashim or avadim, birchas haTorah, right, can they still serve the function of not being a hefsek, right, to limud haTorah for birchas haTorah? That's also a very interesting argument in the poskim. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say right now is that there's a major debate within reading the Rishonim and reading the Yerushalmi whether or not anybody holds that you can really make Birchas HaTorah, there can be an acknowledged hefsek, right? And still, whenever you get around to it, you don't need a second Birchas HaTorah. Or everybody agrees that minimally, the first time you make Birchas HaTorah, there has to be some sort of follow-up, or at least no hefsek, until an initial limud. And then the question is only about the rest of the day. So why is that so important? Because, as many of the posts can point out, Heichan Matzino in a Birchas HaTorah, that, you know, you would allow such a thing. In other words, if, let's say you made a bracha on Tekiah Shofar, and, you know, you were mafsik before you did the, you know, the first, or at least, you know, the first three tekiyos. Or you made a bracha on Leisha Basuka, right, and you were mafsik before you were laying Yoshe Basuka the first time. Or Birchas HaNenen, or any of these types of brachos. So the consensus view is that whatever you say about the Hagdaros of Hefsek and Hesach Hadas and so on later on, right, you have to establish, you know, initially that there's a connection between the bracha and the Maisa Mitzvah. Could it be that Talmud Torah is, you know, is different even in that respect? So again, the Bach, the Darkei Moshe, a lot of them say no. No one thinks that. But definitely, it sounds that way in some of the Rishonim, and definitely the Beis Yosef thought that might be the case. So again, is that because it really isn't a Birchas HaMitzvah at all? Even then, that's a Chiddush, that you don't need, you know, Tziruf at all, initially, even. Or, even if you hold this Birchas HaMitzvah, if you really hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a Chiyuv, the Chiyuv is Mitzarif, even if it wasn't, you know, a continuation after an initial, you know, Asiya or Maisa. So these phenomena, if you will, are interesting, just very interesting, halachically, But what I'm trying to say is that they also underscore singular facets of Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah. Because if it's true that nowhere else do we encounter, you know, these halachic situations that are in an acceptable way, then we're saying something very major about the attachment of Klal Yisrael to Limud HaTorah and to Birchas HaTorah. So it shouldn't surprise us, having said all this, that some suggest that the question of Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Shevach VeHodah, is not a mutually exclusive one either. And that really, since there are multiple brachos, maybe it gets broken up in that particular way. That, let's say, Lasok B'Divrei Torah, or Al Divrei Torah, maybe sounds more like a Birchas HaMitzvah, and maybe, you know, Asher Bachar Banu, or a question where Harevna or Veharevna, whether it's one bracha or two brachas, that's amazing, Machlokas or Rishonim, the Rambam against the Baal Tosas, you know, where that fits in. So that is the view, which I alluded to, in the Shelos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, which is a compilation of some Baal Tosas. But just the very in the language is very fascinating. Here in Simin Yud, in the Va'od sha'alti al birchas haTorah tzorich levarich b'chol pam u'pam sheyeshev lilmod kamo shenemar b'tfilin shemavarich kol zman shemanichin om eino tzorich levarich ela brachos shemavarich b'shachros yotzvim kol ayom. Right, the question of hefsek, exactly the question that we're dealing with and discussing. So he says ve'yishivo kvod elo, this is Simin Yud, kvod elokim haster davar v'hamavarich yisbarich belokei amein. This is the answer that he got, right? Eina doma birchas haTorah lebirchas shar hamitzvos. Ki ba'avur hagoyas haTorah chayei ha'adam kol hayom tiknu alea gimel brachos. This formulation is very fascinating. Because, right, contemplating divrei Torah kol hayom, right, is chaye ha'adam, right, that's man's quality of life, that's his goal. Tiknu alea gimel brachos, lasok v'harevna v'asher v'charbanu. U'birchas laso ki b'makom birchas ha'mitzvah. V'harev, I'll sum this up when we finish all this, he shem espalam b'fnei ha'makom shi'izakeh lilmod u'lelameh. Like, v'harev is in between, so it's always interesting. What do they think about it? He thinks v'harev is bracha, right, asking the Rabbanu Shel Olam for siyata d'shmaya, right, sheyizakeh lilmod ulelamed, amelamed Torah lamo Yisrael. V'asher bachar banu is birchas hoda shechayavin Yisrael lehodos la'Hashem asher bachar bam mikol uma v'lashon v'nasan lemes haTorah. The O Tiknu Shtei Brachos Shalifnei Kriyas Shema Shachas V'Arves She'ikoram Al Hagoyas HaTorah. That's also fascinating, right? Because it sounds like he's saying a little bit, you know, or part of what I was saying for the Rambam, which is that it's not just that, you know, Lemaisa Birchas Kriyas Shema include the text which parallels Birchas HaTorah, and therefore, Nebuch B'di'eved, you know, you can use it, you know, for Birkas HaTorah. It sounds like the initial takana of these two brachos, Shalifnei Kriyat Shema, Shachas V'Arvis, are Ikaram Al Hagayas HaTorah, which they are. Al Birkas Shar Mitzvah Smet Be'a Kotzar, Umervar Chaleim Kol Zman Shem Afsikim Beinayim. Halotir Kila Kvod Sefer Torah, Kishikorim B'Beis HaKnesses, Tikna Levarit Birkas HaTorah, Shehi birchas hadash or bachar banu, v'lo hitzrichuni levarich birchas lasok shehi b'makom birchas hamitzvah. V'gamlo birchas harev b'pnei shehi tfila, harev knows a tfila again lezakos she yilmod v'she yilamed. V'lefi shehi tfila tiknu eshlashdan shachris be'esa tfila. Again, there's another reinforcement of the view that birchas haTorah is a kind of tfila. Again, you know, this works out beautifully for the Rambam, who puts it in Perek Zayin, Lekos Tefila. Okay. So he calls it a tefillah. He notes that Birchas Kriya Shema are Ikaram al Hagoyas HaTorah. And again, it says Harav knows a bracha on Siyata Deshmaya for Lilmod Ulalamed. But the most important thing is that he suggests that Birchas HaTorah is not one, but two. That's to the question that some of the poskim asked, the early poskim, meaning the 16th century ones, like, why do we have this multiple, where do we find multiple brachos? The answer here is because there are two brachos. There's a Birchas HaMitzvah and there's a Birchas Shabbat Odah. The Bach, who doesn't know this and didn't quote it, on his own, says this idea. Says that Lasuk B'Divrei Torah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that Asher Bachar Banu is a Birchas Shavach Mahoda. But his formulation is a little bit different. Maybe we'll try to finish up with some of these things. The Lishonos would be interesting next time. So this idea that there are two dinim, and then even when it comes to, in theory, Hepsek, you might be Mechalek, right? Let's say, under certain conditions, you'd have to say Lasok B'Divrei Torah again. But you wouldn't necessarily have to say Asher Bachar Banu Mikal HaAmim again. Just like you can have Asher Bachar Banu Mikal HaAmim in Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, right, without having Lasok B'Divrei Torah. So this is an important idea, that the brachos themselves are not all even targeted on the same, but they are different. A parallel to that, but quite different also, is the view of the Baal Amor that I mentioned, which is that the multiple brachos are not to break up Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Shavach V'Hodah, but they're to break up the genre of Torah itself, Mikra, Mishnah, neither Midrash or Talmud, which we'll also speak about. So this, of course, goes to the view of the Ramban, and especially of Reb Chaim. The Gemara had this Hava Mina. I have to stop. I didn't realize. The Gemara Hava Mina that we might only have Birchas HaTorah only for Mikra, or only for Mikra and Midrash, right? And then, only Mikra Mishnah, then only Mikra Mishnah Midrash. Then the Gemara, expands it. What was that Hava Mina? So what I wanted to next time very quickly talk about the different genres, Mikra Mishnah, Midrash, Talmud, and then a little bit Musar, Kabbalah, Nach, etc. And then similar issues like, again, you say Chafsa Shel Torah, but you don't say B'Torah's Talmud Torah, you say B'Torah's Tvila, right? Slichos. Or you're writing a Sefer Torah, so you're copying out the words. What about that? Or what about Hirhor? Right? Especially if you hold Hirhor Lav Kedibor, does it matter when it comes to Birchas HaTorah? What about Ksiba? What about Shomea Ka'one? Some of those issues, which I think really highlight this idea of there being different levels of Chepta Shel Torah. Okay, so we'll leave it.